You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. I'm your host, Mark King, for this show. It's been a while since we've done one of these shows, and I appreciate you guys' patience as I've had some stuff that I've been dealing with. We had the death of a family member over the last couple weeks, and so that's something that's taken our time away from the show. And I didn't really even say anything that I was going to be away, and it just kind of disappeared. And so I apologize for that, but it is what it is. And so we got, you know, we've gotten all that taken care of. We've kind of moved on, and everything is still moving forward in our lives. So I appreciate everyone's patience with that. But again, new show for Locked On Grizzlies today. If you haven't already checked out our Patreon page, make sure you go and do that over at patreon.com/LockedOnGrizzlies. We've got a lot of great content going up there. New addition to the Locked On Grizzlies team, Grant Hall, a good friend of mine. Has been friends with me for a long time. Excellent basketball fan. So he's going to be starting kind of his journey and covering the Grizzlies and writing some stuff about the Grizzlies. So make sure you go and subscribe over there for myself as my work over there. He's going to have some of his stuff over there. So a lot of these things are going to be over on the Patreon page.com/LockedOnGrizzlies for just $3 a month. So it's super easy, super affordable, and you get a ton of stuff plus some extra goodies over there over the Locked On Grizzlies page. So make sure you go check that out. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're not going to talk about it all today, but we will talk about some of the things that have happened over the past few weeks. Some of the news and notes we're going to do today on today's show. Starting tomorrow, we're going to start going through the schedule. We're going to probably do a month per day, maybe a little bit more. We're going to go through the schedule. We're going to analyze it. What's important about that month? Who's coming to town? I.e. Mike Conley. What are some highlights? Some trends? All that type of thing. It's going to be kind of a schedule breakdown over the next few days. So be on the lookout for that. Maybe next week we'll start doing some roster breakdowns and some depth chart breakdowns. Some fun stuff, getting into some different stuff over the next few weeks as we look towards training camp, which starts sooner than you probably anticipate. I think we're at like 68 days until the season starts. So a lot of stuff has happened over the last few days or last few weeks since I've been away. So we're going to talk about all that stuff and more coming up on Locked On Grizzlies. The first thing I have to talk about, though, is the Grizzlies went and released the jerseys that everybody wants. If they tell you, people who tell you that these jerseys aren't cool are just crazy. Like, these jerseys are dope. They probably are the one throwback that I've been asking. I've always been curious why they haven't released them, or why they haven't done them. They clearly were maybe anticipating future years, maybe with this release. But the Grizzlies are going to do a two jersey release over the next 2 years, starting this year with the green or the teal Vancouver Grizzlies jersey throwback coming up this year. Next year will be that classic Memphis or black Memphis jersey that they had in that transition time. And so they're also going to play on an alternate court over the next 2 years. So the jerseys are just awesome. I know, as you know, like, the Grizzlies can't have Memphis on them for licensing reasons. They don't own the license for that Vancouver jersey, the way things work. So they have to have Vancouver on them, but that doesn't really matter. Who cares? Like, that's just how jerseys works. If that's what you're concerned about on the Vancouver versus Memphis thing, just whatever. Just get over yourself. It doesn't matter. Like, I thought this was funny. I tweeted it out that, you know, if you're concerned about the Vancouver thing, you should be really concerned about the Grizzlies thing, because there's already so many Grizzlies bears in the city of Memphis. So, like, who cares? That's a licensing thing, but it's so cool. I mean, these jerseys are so just classic jerseys, even in this realm of, like, people who just, like, casual NBA fans. This is one of, like, the top-selling jerseys of all time. Like, it's right there with that, like, purple Toronto Raptors. It's, like, it's so bad, it's good. Like, it's right there in that realm. Like, for people who just enjoy the Grizzlies or enjoy just casual basketball, this is one of those jerseys. It's the same reason why I have a Miami Vice Dwayne Wade jersey, t-shirt jersey. Like, it's the same reason I had that, because they're awesome. It's the same reason I own a Minnesota Timberwolves Prince Purple Rain, because it's awesome. And so not only you're getting the whole Memphis fan base ecstatic, you are also getting people who are playing or who are casual fans of the NBA who just love really nice jerseys, really cool stuff, retro stuff. So that'll be awesome. And not to mention the court itself. The court is absolutely stunning. The court is so cool. I personally love that old Bear, but the designing, the branding on the court with all the logos, the fonts, whoever designed it, 100%, on board. I don't love the blue stripe as it kind of curls around the court now, but I do like this stripe as it curls around the kind of all the logos on it. So that'll be really, really cool to see in person. I love the giant bear. People who say they hate the bear, I don't understand that. I love the giant bear. I think it's cool. I think it's absolutely amazing. Again, it's probably one of those things where it's so bad, it's a good thing. Again, next year, they'll start wearing that black jersey. Both of these things are awesome. But 100%, hands down, killed it with this jersey release, this alternate court. I kind of knew about the jersey release. I knew about the teal. I didn't know about the black. I had no idea about the court. So 100%, hands down, absolutely killed it with that. And I know people are saying the timing is great, but look, the timing is they've been working on this for a couple of years. The jersey things just don't happen. It takes a lot of loopholes, a lot of things you have to do to get this stuff worked out and get this stuff approved. So the jersey things just didn't happen. The timing of the release, why it's dead in the summer, that's a perfect time to release. It gives everybody something to talk about. But again, I love it. I think it's awesome. It's a huge, it's a huge bump with Jaren, Ja, young players. Again, they didn't plan to have Jaren and Ja when they had released these jerseys. That's not what happened. They happened to have Jaren and Ja, but it all works out for the better. But having young players and this retro jersey will go a long way towards merchandising and merchandise sales. So again, they know what they're doing in that arena. But very, very cool. Another news and note, Jaren Jackson Jr. playing on Team USA. I thought this was awesome. He's playing on the select team, which is a little bit different. It's not the actual team, but still, this is huge for the Grizzlies. Hopefully this is something that becomes a regular thing for the Grizzlies all the time, and something that you can look to and see that, yes, one of our players, a Memphis Grizzly, is on Team USA. I think that's pretty cool to point to. That's not something I think has really ever even happened before. I'd have to look it up. I don't think Mark or Mike have played for Team USA. I'll have to look it up. I'm not positive of that. Maybe one of you guys know and can let me know if that's true or not. But I think that's the first time that's happened. Jaren Jackson Jr. playing on Team USA is fantastic. I heard a lot of people, on Twitter, on social media, other places, say, why would you let him play? You should hold him back, especially coming off an injury all year. Who cares? If he's healthy and the team knows if he's healthy or not, obviously he has physicals, obviously he has regular medical updates. The team knows if he's healthy. If he's healthy, let him play. Who cares? The potential for getting hurt is always there. The potential for getting hurt could happen in training sessions, can happen wherever. It doesn't matter where it happens. It could always happen somewhere. So, who cares if he's playing in Team USA? It's great for the Grizzlies. It's great for the city. It's a great representation. You're always going to have that potential for getting hurt out there, no matter where you're at. So you might as well have it while he's out there playing on Team USA. Again, promoting the city. He's been around all offseason long. Clearly, Jaren Jackson is here for the long haul, and so he is supporting this team. He knows that this is his team now, and when he's out there playing for Team USA, he's just going to go preach the good word of the city of Memphis. He's going to talk about the Grizzlies, so it's good for the team. It's good for the city. Congrats to him for getting that. Again, a ton of people had to decline to play. No superstars really playing on Team USA, so whatever, that's fine. The Grizzlies get some type of recognition for Jaren Jackson Jr. playing on Team USA. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll talk more about this Marco Guderic signing. We'll talk more about the schedule. We'll talk more about the assistant coaches that got hired. Lots to talk about on today's show. Make sure you're going to follow Locked On Fantasy Football, though. It's that time of year, again, where you start to kick up your fantasy football leagues, and you need to listen to Locked On Fantasy Football. It is smart guys saying smart things. It's Vinny Iyer and Locked On Fantasy Football. Vinny gives you the edge with over 20 years of covering fantasy football. So if you want the edge against the other chumps in your league, Don't listen to everyone else. This is not the same stuff. This is the edge from betting that you'll put you ahead on draft day, put you ahead all season long. Locked On Fantasy Football is where you want to be. Make sure you go to your favorite podcast provider and download Locked On Fantasy Football. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, Locked On Grizzly Show. Again, after a few weeks being off, as I said on Locked On Fantasy Football, make sure you go and get that. It's that time of year again. I'm trying to kick my league back up again, so you got to have that edge. It's very, very smart to go do that. But also, go and download and subscribe to Locked On Grizzlies. Make sure you're getting those automatic daily downloads every single day with Locked On Grizzlies. Some things that also happened in while we were away. Grizzlies officially signed Marco Guderic. Something we had talked about over like the last month, but it's something that we never really knew if it was for sure or not. I couldn't confirm it. I don't even think like Chris Harrington had confirmed it. Like, it was one of those things that had gotten reported, but not someone from Memphis, and so we all didn't really know what it was. But they released the official signing of Marco Guderic. This guy, again, he's a project player. He played professionally in Turkey last year. He's 24 years old. Some stats from him. The Grizzlies sent out 9.4 points per game, shot 54.9% from the field, 47.7% from three-point range. He is from Serbia, played four seasons for KK Crvena Zvezda in Belgrade. I don't even know what that is, but he went unselected in 2017. He's been playing in Eurobasket ever since. Again, they signed him with the buy no exception. It's a 2-year deal, so he'll be here for 2 years. It is a project type of player. It is a wait and see type of deal. We're gonna see what happens when he gets over. It's a little bit of like it's not. It's in the same vein of the Rade Zagorek signing, where Rade was something that had this idea of what he should be, but he was never ever what he should be. He was entirely too slow for the NBA. And so that's always the fear when you get foreign players, Euro players. It's played at a different pace. The guys are not as bigger. They're not as fast. They're not as strong. And so that's always the fear when you get these guys like Marco Guderic, is what can they do on defense? What can they do just in the general game of the NBA? Are they able to stay with these players on defense? Are they able to stay with the pace on the offense? What are they able to do foot speed-wise to stay on the court in this league? And so that's something that you'll look to pretty early on. And again, this year is about finding out what you have with the Memphis Grizzlies. And so I would expect him to get some run. I would expect him to get some time. And the coaches are going to know what they have from seeing him in practice. And so if he gets some time in this league or in this year, then they clearly know they want to see something. They want to see more, because what happens is the coaches all go to the practices. They all look what they have of the players. And if they say, okay, look, this guy's, you know, if it's a developed player, this guy's got a shot. Let's put him on the floor with other players who are trying to beat him and not maybe his own players in a scrimmage type of setting. So if it gets elevated to the point where he's able to get into the game, that means the coaches have seen something they like from him. They have seen some type of flash, some type of something they want to see more on the court. If a player never gets in the game, if a player never gets like on the court at all and just sits on the end of the bench, there usually is a reason for that. I know we've clamored for more people to get more time and this, that, and the other, but I think it's different where you just want someone to get more minutes. Like, if someone never gets off the bench, there's usually a reason for that, and the coaches see that in practice. And so they clearly see these players more than we do. They're smarter than we are. And so I always give them the benefit of the doubt there. So this will be a wait-and-see type of project player to see what you have in Marco Guderic. The idea is that he's a wing that can shoot the three-point ball. That is the idea. He is a shooter. That is the idea with this kid. Who knows what will happen? Again, remains to be seen when those players come over from overseas, what exactly you have in those players. And so that's always a testament of what you can do with those type of players. Let's take another quick break. We'll be back. We'll talk about the assistant coaches for the Grizzlies. We'll break down all those, talk about each one of those and their resume. And then we'll get out of here today. These shows, again, are going to be a little bit shorter just because of the offseason, but we'll get through it all today. If you haven't already subscribed to Locked On NFL, you've subscribed to Locked On Fantasy Football, make sure you go to Locked On NFL. It is absolutely absolutely on fire right now. It is that time of year. Everybody's excited for NFL. It's hosted by expert in analysis from former NFL scout Matt Williamson, hosted by Brian Peacock. Locked On NFL is a daily national podcast, all things NFL. Go subscribe right now wherever you get your podcast. We'll be back with another last segment about the Grizzlies assistant coaches. Welcome back to the show. As I mentioned before, these shows are not going to be as nearly as long as some of the other shows, but we'll get through them just because it's August and we don't, you know, there's not a whole ton to talk about, but we're going to do our best. Something in the last segment of the show, though, the Grizzlies hired all the coaching staff. They announced all the coaches that the Taylor Jenkins would be rolling with this year. Some big names are Neil Ivey. Neil Ivey is an absolute beast when it comes to as far as women's coaching. She's done it all. I mean, she has been in the Final Four. She's been played in the WNBA. She has done pretty much everything you can think of when it comes to what you're capable of doing in the WNBA. She spent 4 years as associate head coach of Notre Dame, recruiting coordinator, for the Fighting Irish. So she's got a chance to be a successful assistant coach. I know the Grizzlies join, I think, one of nine teams that has an assistant coach as a female. I think that's amazing. I think that's absolutely something that you can point to and say we are doing the right thing by letting people or letting coaches, male or female, be on the same level and have the same opportunity. So I think it's amazing. And again, who knows? You might be that franchise that helps get Neil Ivey or another female coach to the first coaching NBA, first coach of the NBA as a female. And I think that would be cool. I think it's something that you can be proud of. But not only that, not that just because she's a female, she's also a good coach. She's a damn good coach. And so that's what she should be pointing to, the fact that she's a good coach, and that is why she has this job. And so I think that's important to notice, not just because she's a female. I think that's great and everything else, but she's also a good coach, and that's why she's in the position that she is in. Another big note is Brad Jones. Brad Jones and Taylor Jenkins have been friends for a long, long time. Like, Brad Jones has been in the NBA for 30 years. Like, he's been in there for a long time. Has spent last several seasons as the Memphis Hustle coach. So I think that wasn't, everybody kind of knew that was going to happen. So if you're looking like a lead assistant, everyone's going to always talk about who's the lead assistant, who's that person. You're looking at Brad Jones. That is the guy who I think you can look to as the second guy, as Taylor Jenkins' right-hand man, as the person he turns to when he has questions about different things, because Brad Jones has seen it all in the NBA, seen it all in all different types of levels. And so he is the guy that brings a ton of experience and can help Taylor Jenkins do exactly what he wants to do. I've seen a lot of people point to, there's no real X's and O's coach. There's no real, coach that you have this, but again, I think that's kind of overrated, because at the same time, you have someone like Brad Jones, you have other coaches on this staff who have been in the league for a long time, who know how to, basketball at the fundamentals, as X's and O's, is the same at most levels. Like, it's the same plays. It's just variations. Every time you get to another level, from high school to college, NBA, they introduce different variations of the same plays. Even in the NBA, everybody runs the same stuff. It's just different variations. It's how well you run it. It's how well you execute. And so I think that's a little bit overrated, the fact that there's no quote-unquote X's and O's coach, assistant coach on the roster. So I think that's a bit overrated, because in this league, everybody runs the same stuff. It's how well you execute that same play as the next guy. It's how well you defend. It's all these things, these little minute details, to be able to be a good coach and be a successful NBA team. Another name that the Grizzlies have added is David McClure. He was on the Pacers last year, has been on the Pacers for a couple years. So he's a younger guy, younger assistant. Again, I don't know anything about David McClure, and anybody who tells you they do know something about David McClure is probably lying to you. They don't. David McClure is just an assistant coach in the NBA. We'll see how that works out. Clearly, he's on staff. James Scooney Penn as the other as another guy named listed. Again, I don't know anything about James Scooney Penn. He's a director of player development for the Grizzlies, so he's a younger guy. I know that. I've looked a little bit up about him. He's a former Ohio State player. He was a point guard, so he is a younger player. Maybe that point guard with Ja Morant as far as going through the system in college in the NBA, maybe he can provide some of that, you know, maybe you can provide some of that to Ja Morant and getting him quicker developed, you know, quicker along, further along than you would have without him. I don't know. Maybe that helps. Maybe that doesn't. Another name is Vitaly Potapenko, was with the Grizzlies last year. You guys probably already know him. Naveen Spahea was an overseas coach for a long time, has a lot of experience, was an assistant with the Hawks for a few years. So that is Taylor Jenkins' staff. All in all, I think it's pretty good. Again, I don't know if, again, I've talked about the X's and O's thing. I don't think it's a big deal. I think Neil Ivey is a pretty cool hire. I think having that different perspective will be cool for the Grizzlies, and it'll be good for the team as a whole. Jason March also named head coach of the Hustle, if you guys follow some of that as well. Jason March, again, has been with the team before. So all in all, I think it's a good, solid roster. I don't, again, this is all, we don't know anything yet. We don't know anything about Taylor Jenkins. We don't know what he's going to do. We don't know what he's going to be. And so all this is, we know nothing about what Taylor Jenkins is going to do. So it's really hard to, like, say, oh, it's an amazing hire. It's an amazing staff. But it's just because we just don't know how everybody's going to work together. We don't know what Taylor Jenkins' coaching style is going to be, but we don't know any of that kind of stuff. And so it's very difficult to go on here in August and say, what Taylor Jenkins was just knocked it out of the park. I like Ivy as a whole. I like, you know, having Brad Jones there, a lot of experience, you know, someone you can absolutely trust. They're friends, very good friends, something you can actually, you know, absolutely have someone that will tell you the truth no matter what. If you're doing stuff wrong, they're going to tell you. Someone that's not afraid to speak their mind. And so having someone close to you like that, I think it's fantastic. What it translates to on the court is wins or losses. No one really knows. And so overall, I think it's great. But at the same time, we don't really know, and we're going to wait to see coming up here in a few months. Again, I saw apologize, guys, for the absence for Lockdown Grizzlies. We're going to get back on it. We're going to come out with episodes for about the schedule. That's going to be up next. Breaking down that schedule month by month, what we think are the important things. Maybe even some wins and losses, predicting wins and losses. I don't want to do that because I don't want to bum anybody out because it's going to be a lot of losses. But maybe we do that as well. We're going to do that coming up over the next week. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Make sure you go subscribe to Locked On Grizzlies wherever you get your podcast from. It's super easy, super super quick, super easy to do. Won't let you miss any daily downloads. Also, if you haven't already subscribed to the Patreon page, go to patreon.com/lockdowngrizzlies and get the Patreon page for just $3 per month. If you haven't already, if you still don't know where to go after all that, just go to lockdowngrizzlies.com.